What started the case was a national investigation by the Center for Equal Opportunity. The center asked for and received admissions files from about 50 public colleges and several state professional schools. The documents relate to individual students, but the group puts them all together to figure out if the schools favor minority applicants. The center opposes affirmative action. But the UW system wouldn't give them the records. UW officials said they contained information that would violate students' privacy rights. And taking out that information, the officials contended, would take too much time. Roger Clegg with the Center for Equal Opportunity says that was an unusual reaction.
I can think of only one other state offhand that has refused at the undergraduate level to make that data available, and they did make the data available at the graduate level. So, as I say, it's quite unusual.
One of the UW system's own governing board members has also expressed frustration trying to find out exactly how race figures into admission at UW schools. That's Regent Fred Mose, who also opposes affirmative action. In this case, the state Supreme Court justices unanimously said Wisconsin requires public records to be open, except in extraordinary circumstances. So the UW has to delete the private information from the files and give them to the Center for Equal Opportunity. Eric Christensen is a UW system spokesperson.
Right now, we are analyzing the decision from the state Supreme Court, and we will work with the plaintiffs to provide the necessary information in this particular matter.
The Center for Equal Opportunity will use the files to write a report on the role of race in Wisconsin's admissions policies. Some federal courts have struck down affirmative action programs, but those rulings don't apply in Wisconsin. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.